Our new Chicky Melt Bagel Sandwich with tender flame-roasted chicken breast, provolone, bacon, tomato, and sriracha mayo for a little extra sass. Open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. 7 days a week. Located at 1935 Coffeen Avenue by Little Caesars. See you at the shop.
Chairta Media's digital director, Julie Chadwick, has been named one of the top 20 digital directors in the country by Radio Inc. magazine. But what does that mean for our advertisers? It means we have a digital division that's one of the best in the country right here in Chairta. If you're looking to expand your digital budget or ready to make a change, let's talk about moving the needle with your marketing.
Absolutely. Our plans are designed for small or large companies, tailored to your goals and objectives. We can do short-term, long-term, even event marketing, and we can pivot if we aren't seeing the results. The best approach is always multimedia, but let's see what fits your budget. We're not about numbers, we're about results. Your success is our priority.
Give us an opportunity to show you how we've become one of the top 20 in the country. Call Chairta Media. Let's chat about how we can tailor a marketing strategy that includes digital and helps you reach your business goals. Email sales at chairtamedia.com or call 672-7421.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse. This morning I am joined by the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Cat Lead, Sue Johnson. And by phone, we are joined by Executive Director of the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter, A.J. Evans. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Floyd.
How you doing, A.J.?
Well, you know, I'm hanging there. It's not a secret. I had to undergo surgery and I'm unable to drive, so relying on a chauffeur is no fun. So thank you for having me this way.
Oh, thank you for setting all this up. I greatly appreciate it. You coming on the show, it really helps having the executive director. Now, a lot of reports concerning staff shortages all over the city. I mean, we're even hearing it from YDOT. I know the shelter has battled these issues in the past. How is the shelter doing currently regarding staffing?
I tell you what, Floyd, we have been extremely blessed with great staff. We just recently made one change, and that was due to somebody leaving on maternity leave. So I really cannot complain. And, you know, we keep finding those diamonds in the rough is what I call them, and just building this great team. And, you know, you have Sue right there with you. I'm sure she can vouch for it.
Now,
yes, I can.
Sue, how many do you have in cats? How many people do you have?
Goodness. We've got 4 part-time and 4 full-time. Is that right, AJ?
Something about that, yeah. And similarly, you know, with the dog staff, we have quite a few part-timers that are extremely part-time, mainly just weekend, but then, of course, you have to have those full-time, you know, employees throughout the week that really, really know those animals well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what are the benefits to working at the shelter, AJ?
Well, I tell you what, for me, and I've shared this with you guys before, it's not so much the people, because I am a critter nut, and I'm in love with these animals. And personally, I own quite a few of them. You know, some of them are from the shelter. Some of them I've had before, and they're rescues. But just being there and seeing my staff interact with these animals, it just gives me so much joy. And then, you know, seeing people coming in and taking these animals home, it's, for me, it's a good feel type of situation that most jobs probably don't provide. But I mean, unless you're into animals, which clearly we are, you know, and we don't work there because we make the big bucks. We work there because we care a lot about these animals.
Sue, What keeps you there? What is it that really appeals to you about the shelter?
It's my passion. I love this job. It's, you know, has its ups and downs just like any other job, but I find it very rewarding and satisfying, and I think that's where I was supposed to be. I should have been there sooner.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people aren't lucky enough to find that kind of work, you know, to find something that they're passionate about, that they want to get up in the morning and go to. You know, there was a famous artist who once said, find something that you love and let it kill you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I really believe in that. Now, how did adoptions go, and AJ, this one's for you, this winter? Because I was wondering if the mild winter affected how folks would feel about taking an animal home.
Well, you know, with that said, just this month, so months to date, and I know we have about 5 more days, you know, left to go, and we're still looking at getting a couple more animals out, but we are still down. You know, our average monthly adoption, cats and dogs combined throughout the last couple of years were 25, and right now we're just sitting at 17. And I know Sue has done a tremendous job moving these cats. And, you know, talk about cats. We used to be over 100 of cats, and we're currently at 87 cats in house, which is an amazing number. And I don't want to jinx it, you guys, because guess what's coming up? It's springtime. And, you know, I don't know if I told the story. I wasn't there last time. And Sue had to come back and share some more. She just loved being on the show. But, you know, I was one of those that took home one of those feral barn cats. I have dogs that, you know, do not get along with cats, but I really, really wanted a mouser. And I took a barn cat home, a feral barn cat, that literally had no future at the shelter. He was locked in this tiny box for 3 months and, you know, trying to even clean him up. And, I mean, he just wanted nothing to do with people. So long story short, that guy has adopted 3 more feral cats of my neighborhood. So now I'm taking care of 4 feral barn cats.
He's got a pack with him now.
He does. Because, you know, I can't get close to him. But they hang out down in the chicken coop, and I have a hen cam, what I call it, down there. So I see these guys coming in and out and mousing, and, you know, of course, I put cat food down there for them. But so, yeah, he's made friends, and I can only pray, because I certainly know that the barn cat I took home from the shelter, that the other 3 that's been hanging with him are fixed. If not, guess where they're going to end up to be fixed. But so anyways, he made friends rather quickly. And from what I can tell, he's doing really well. And he is just loving his life out there rather than in that little 2x3 box, you know, that we had to keep him in.
Now, Sue, you and I did talk about this program last time.
Yes.
And it's a program that I really like. You know, a farmer, a rancher, he's having rodent issues. You guys have a lot of cats that are feral. They're obviously not, you know, going to kind of become the house cat anytime soon. So it's a great opportunity for a partnership there. This works out really well. Is it pretty popular over there at the shelter?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of people looking for barn cats, but maybe they don't know. But we have a couple right now that could be barn cats. They're antisocial. They're not feral. They don't bite or anything. They just don't care to have humans around them. So I've got a couple that could be potential shopper barn cats.
So those opportunities are there, folks. If you've got a rodent issue, get yourself a partner. Get yourself a little hunter. And it's amazing. You take these cats down there to the barn, feed them once or twice, and then that's home. They know exactly where to stick around. And after that, they'll take a care of a rodent problem for you. And one reason why I do like this program so much is because my father had some feral cats. You'd only see them every once in a while. You wouldn't see them very often, but they hung around the hay barn, and that is where we kept all the feed. So they worked out really, really well. Dad would feed them only in the winter, and would he go out there and leave them a bowl of food. But now, did we see a lot of strays come in this winter, AJ?
Not more than usual, I'd say. We had a lot of shelter activity as far as CSOs utilizing the shelter, and that has been up over the course of the last few months. But fortunately, most of those were returned to their owner. I want to say it's the average amount of strays.
Now, what about cats, Sue? Did you see more or less this winter, do you feel?
I feel less this year than last year, yeah. Sometimes our stray room is completely full and we have to put some in an overflow area. But right now I think I have seven or eight kennels open in our strays room, which is unusual for me to see since I've been there.
Absolutely. When Emmy was working out there, that was one issue and something I've spoken with AJ about multiple times. There's a lot of cats. Strays and being found and brought to you guys, usually it is well over 100 cats in that place. So kudos to you, my friend, for getting those cats to a good home. Now, when we look at adoptions, we usually try to set forth some cats that have been there for a while, some dogs that may have been there for a while. Sue, what cat would you recommend to folks to adopt this month? Who's at the top of your list to head out the door?
Milo. He's been our longest resident. He's a black Bombay. How old is he, AJ? I can't remember. 3, 4, 5?
I will have an answer for you here shortly, but yeah, he's not a kitten for sure. Excuse me. That I can tell you. Milo is 6 years old.
Six.
Yeah. 6 years old. How long has he been there?
2.5 years.
Since January of 20.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. So he's been there a while.
Yeah.
Is there any reason that you can see, Sue, as to why he's been sticking around there so long?
I don't know. I mean, he's such a sweet boy. He's very calm around other cats. He's keeps to himself, but he comes up and wants petted. And
yeah.
He's just a chill dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's one thing that I actually admire about cats. They don't need your attention all the time. Matter of fact, we've got one cat there at the house. She was a garbage kitty. We found her at a shelter in Cheyenne. They had found her in a dumpster. That's why we call her our garbage kitty. She's been kind of absent for 2 days, only showing herself at night. And that's got Emmy worried. She doesn't like not being able to see your animals. Now, what's the difference between Favorite Pet Monday versus the Pets of the Week, AJ?
So going back to last spring when we reviewed our budget, one of the items, of course, line items, was marketing. And having a third-party marketing person that prior year when I came on, we had kind of noticed a delay in marketing representation, which naturally, that person is not on site, and they can only relay whatever message we send to them. So one of the suggestions to not only cut the marketing budget, but was to take it back into house. And I've always been personally pictures, stories. I'm just so into it. And I just questioned, why are we not doing this? Why are we not sharing this? People don't know about that. And being on site, being present, knowing these animals, we are just more spontaneous, than having a third party. And oftentimes when we did post the pet of the week, it's usually a cat and a dog. By the time the information was brought forward, that animal had already been adopted. Sometimes it's just a matter of a day or two, and then all of a sudden we get the inquiries and we say, sorry, it's gone. So being more spontaneous for one, But I also wanted to highlight more animals throughout the week. Plus, I wanted to get our staff involved. Say, hey, which one of those dogs, cats, because they, like Sue said, they live to do this work, you know, and we all have our favorites. You know, it's like, okay, Sue, who's your cat of the week? Marion, who's your dog of the week? You know, instead of just saying, okay, these are the newest additions, let's focus on those that have been there a long time, or focus on those that are really close to your heart. And me included, I've picked animals that, you know, I just dearly love them. And I think it's a great reflection of, you should see those people's faces. Just like last night, you know, we had four of our staff pick an animal and put them out there. Not only do you get to meet a new animal, but you also get to meet the staff. And, you know, just seeing them holding that animal or cuddling that animal, I mean, that just means so much to me. And I, putting them out there and having people all of a sudden say, oh, I didn't know you also had this dog, that cat. I didn't know you had rabbits or guinea pigs. You know, we all, always do encourage them to go to our website or give us a call. And, you know, it's more than just that dog or that pet of the week. It, excuse me. Mandy Koltiska is still the greatest sponsor of all, you know, taking care of all that. But for us to take it in-house and being able to do it ourselves, I think it really has benefited us as far as putting other animals out there, highlighting them and our staff.
Who are our pets of the week this week?
Well,
it's
right.
Plata. Sorry, oh. Go ahead.
No,
Sue.
Go ahead. You go ahead, AJ.
Well, it's actually Plata. She's a 5-year-old. Oh, my gosh. So sweet. Medium-sized, and you in a mix. You know, she is long-haired, black and white in color, with this most beautiful scruffy face. She's only been there since last month, but she's so sweet, and she is so calm and well-mannered when she knows you. The only thing that is going on with her, she has a very sensitive stomach, so you would have to keep on a sensitive stomach diet and definitely keep up on her grooming because she is long-haired. And first thing we had to do is give her a good shave due to the matting. And she did come in as a stray, and I think that's probably why her coat was so messed up. But she'd possibly be good with other calm dogs. She actually came in with another stray dog and probably okay even with cats. So Plata, she's 5 years old, so sweet, medium-sized, and come and meet her.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good pet of the week. She's available right now. Head on down there and see if you can get a new furry family member. We're going to have some more from the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Means new adventures. Make this year the start of your homeownership adventure with First Federal Bank and Trust. Our local team will guide you through the home loan process from start to finish. Explore our online tools 24/7, from customizable financial calculators to daily mortgage rates. Call us or stop by our home loan center to get pre-qualified or apply online today at efirstfederal.bank. At First Federal Bank and Trust, we're making home happen in Sheridan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You hear about the wearing way of vehicle buying, but what does it mean? It means stepping onto their lot without the weight of pressure on your shoulders. It means finding the perfect vehicle without feeling rushed or pushed. At Waring Sheridan Chevrolet, their priority is taking care of you long after the sale. In fact, their commitment's just starting. The Waring team are your neighbors and your friends and members of our community. Don't settle for ordinary when you can experience the extraordinary. Discover the Waring way of vehicle buying. WaringSheridan.com.
gas and grocery budgets taking a hit? Hey, we can help with that. Hi, this is Cindy, and we're back with another gas and grocery sweepstakes. You could win a $200 gift card to Ridley's and a $200 gift card to Farmers Co-op. All you have to do is enter the gas and grocery sweepstakes on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com for a chance to win. ERA Carroll Realty and Buffalo Realty, ERA powered.
Are you looking to make extra cash and sell your unwanted items? Go to SheridanMedia.com, post your items for free, or choose from our menu of options. You can have your items posted in the Country Bounty, read on Swap Shop, or listed on the front page of SheridanMedia.com. Go to the classified section on SheridanMedia.com. Let's get your items sold and turned into cash. If you're a business owner, you can post your employment opportunities. It's all right there. Classified section, SheridanMedia.com.
Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning I'm joined by Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter, Cat Lead, Sue Johnson. And by phone, we are joined by Executive Director of the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter, AJ Evans. Now, before we go any farther, Sue has got a cat that she wanted to feature that has got one heck of a story. Sue, we don't have a lot of time, but tell me about Butters.
Well, Butters' story began in Utah when he was a kitten. He was found by a lady who named him Greatest of All Things. She moved to Buffalo, Wyoming, and then he became very sick. She could not afford the treatment that he needed, so he was given to a new mom who renamed him Butters. And she worked at St. Francis Animal Shelter, so he got a new home. But the family moved to a different house in Buffalo, and he wasn't used to it, and he liked to be outside, so he kind of decided to move on. We don't know how he got to Sheridan, but he was picked up as a stray. He's a sleek black boy with copper-colored eyes, and he's very chill. He's very sweet. He loves other cats.
Now, this is pretty amazing that you've got this much information about a cat. And this came to you from a staff member who just happened to recognize him, right?
Yes, yes. One of my coworkers just happened to know him. She says, "I know him, I know him." And it turns out the St. Francis employee is her actual sister. So that's how we got the story on Butters.
That's pretty amazing. And Butters is available right now.
He
Someone
is.
Wants to help Butters continue his long story. Who knows where he'll end up next? All right. Now, we've got an event just around the corner. And this is one that you and your dog can take part in. AJ, can you tell me about the Powderhorn Dog Jog?
Absolutely, and I'm really glad you asked because usually my staff doesn't even get that info in at the end. I almost was going to squeeze it in right at the beginning. So anyways, next week, Saturday, 10 a.m., we and a couple of dogs will be out at the Powderhorn, and it's the annual 5K dog jog. You do not have to jog, and most likely I will be there. And I will not be jogging this time. Anyways, it's 3 miles, so please come and join us. Walk your own dog. Walk without a dog. Come support the dog and cat shelter. We just ask that you do keep your dogs on the leash and keep your distance. And, you know, we hate for them to get into a tiff. But so anyways, please come and join us. And there is no entry fee, but we will have a donation box and an informational table there. So if one of those dogs, you know, that we bring along does not look like a good fit for you, there'll be others that will be featured, you know, in our books. So, yes, please come out and join us. And then following, a couple of weeks following that, April 19th through the 21st, Home and Garden Show at the Ramada Plaza. And we'll also be there. It's a Friday night through Sunday midday. So, again, we'll be there with a few animals. And, again, informational table, more animals to look at on screen in our books. And as far as I know, walking around, there's no entry fees, lots of prizes for people, and raffles usually. So please stop in and come see us as well.
You know, during events like this, we get to see a lot of great dogs, a lot of dogs that are available for adoption. And, just give you a reason to show up to one of these events and scratch someone behind the ear. But Sue, cats usually don't do very well in crowds, do they? How do you try to work in a feature of your cats during these types of things?
Well, the last time I took Annie to an event, we had to keep them in a kennel. The ones we took were comfortable a little bit about being taken out and held. But I think that strange place or whatever with lots and lots of people is really stressful for them.
Absolutely. Cats really aren't a crowd type of an animal.
Not really. No, we had one who would walk around on a leash, but he's since gotten adopted, so.
And he's living his best life
somewhere, right? Yes.
All right. Well, AJ, Sue, I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show this morning. It's always a pleasure having you on and talking about some of these animals that are available for adoption now. Folks, spring is here. You're going to need a buddy to take on a walk, or maybe you need someone in the barn to clean things up. Well, it is all available for you right over there at the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter. AJ, Sue, thank you.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you, Floyd.
All right, when we come back, we're going to speak with Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns. Stay with us. This is Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
A new year means new adventures. Make this year the start of your homeownership adventure with First Federal Bank and Trust. Our local team will guide you through the home loan process from start to finish. Explore our online tools 24/7, from customizable financial calculators to daily mortgage rates. Call us or stop by our home loan center to get pre-qualified or apply online today at efirstfederal.bank. At First Federal Bank and Trust, we're making home happen in Sheridan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best. Colton, why don't you tell those listening to us what we do?
Sure. Whether buying or selling, our team is focused on delivering the information, assistance, and encouragement to give each real estate deal the best possible outcome.
Nice. Any chance you could tighten it up a little more?
No matter your situation, we're determined to put our best foot forward for all of your real estate needs.
That's pretty good. But what's the bottom line?
At Best, we care a lot.
You bet. Whichever version you choose, our team is committed to you and what you truly want and need with your real estate journey.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
Probably brokered by EXP.
Face it, you don't want to do your own plumbing and heating work or repair. You need a professional, and that is exactly what you will get if you work with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. Being fully licensed, bonded, and insured, you can rest assured that they will take care of your repairs and maintenance in the very best way possible. Call Rapp Plumbing and Heating at 429-1196 and rest easy knowing it'll be done right. This is Dan Rapp with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. And as we like to say, if you find a leak, let me take a peek.
It's the final week of Mossholder's Bedroom Sale. Now through Saturday, every piece of bedroom furniture is being discounted. In stock or special order, you can select your favorite bed, nightstands, chests, and dressers and give your bedroom an updated feel. Mossholder's carries lots of high-quality, solid wood bedroom groups, as well as less expensive options perfect for a guest room or kids room. Either way, now's the perfect time to buy. That's Mossholder's Bedroom Furniture Sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you.
You hear about the wearing way of vehicle buying, but what does it mean? It means stepping onto their lot without the weight of pressure on your shoulders. It means finding the perfect vehicle without feeling rushed or pushed. At Waring Sheridan Chevrolet, their priority is taking care of you long after the sale. In fact, their commitment's just starting. The Waring team are your neighbors and your friends and members of our community. Don't settle for ordinary when you can experience the extraordinary. Discover the Waring way of vehicle buying. WaringSheridan.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I am joined by Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns Restore Manager, Brad Howard. the Resource and Development Coordinator, Dan Alsop, and Brittany Campbell, Habitat Partner Family Member. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Floyd.
Good morning.
Now, Dan, how are things going on down there at Habitat?
Going along great, Floyd. The exciting news is we have six new partner families that we just got oriented and everything. So that brings up to 10 active partner families this year.
That's fantastic.
That we're working on. We've done 3 home dedications in the past year. So things are just rolling along nicely. We're starting to really grow our reach.
Now, how many homes have gone up in the last year?
We've dedicated 3 homes.
Dedicated 3.
That means 3 new homeowners in Sharon County.
How many are under construction currently?
10.
10. My gosh.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a couple more dedications in the next couple months. And then,
So. Now, when we look at like a national average, is this, are we there? Because this seems like a great number to me.
Yeah, I think for a town this size, it's a pretty good number. And, Habitat International a few years ago really wanted Habitat to kind of up their game a little bit, and just because of the affordable housing shortage. So they challenged all the Habitat affiliates to kind of, go from, if you're doing 1 or 2,
change
go to
gears,
4.
Right?
Yeah, just, beef it up a little bit. So, and they all responded to that. So
how are things going with construction, knowing that the price increases? We've got staff shortages even among the companies that pay well for this kind of thing. So how are we doing as far as material and staffing?
I that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse, but we've got a great construction crew. Lots of volunteers are helping putting these houses up.
I'd
our subs have been great. Prices are a little more expensive, but we've got great community support to help offset some of those costs. So we're hanging in there, doing well.
Man, that is great to hear. Now, Brad, tell us a little bit about the Restore for the folks that don't know what the Restore is.
Well, the Restore is Habitat's retail location where we take donated items, gently used items like furniture, appliances, cabinets, lawn and garden tools, etc. And, we clean them up and then we offer them for sale. Why do we do this? We raise money through the retail sales so that they can build the housing on the construction site. So we have 3 missions. Number 1 is to raise money for the construction of the homes. Number 2 is to foster an environment of recycling by keeping things out of the landfill that otherwise be thrown away. And the 3rd is to function as a source for families of modest means to be able to afford nicer things, like they may need a new toilet, dishwasher, what have you. So we do have those things for sale at reduced prices.
And anyone can shop.
Anybody,
here.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be a partner family member.
Absolutely not. In fact, we encourage the general public to come in, and it's a different shop literally every day or two because of the things we get in and how quickly things go out. So if you're looking for something, whatever it is, just keep coming in. Eventually it's going to come through the door.
Now, Brad, what about building materials? You guys carry that as well, or is that something separate?
Well, we do. We don't sell as much of that as I thought we may have this time last year, but we do. I think with the increases of the cost of things like lumber, we just don't see as much of that as we used to. Having said that, we do get 2x4s and OSB plywood from time to time.
Now, it's not exactly probably straight out of the yard. I mean, this is probably scrap or leftover.
Well, it's difficult to say. For example,
could be anything.
It could be anything. For example, not this past summer, the summer before, somebody in Buffalo donated, I think it was 79 brand new sheets of OSB.
Oh wow!
We don't obviously get gifts like that all the time, but it really is difficult to say. We don't know what's coming in until it comes in.
So you take a peek before you go somewhere else, because it might be there.
Absolutely.
And if you purchase from the Restore, you'll be helping out Habitat for Humanity. Now, you've got a campaign going on. Tell me about Home is the Key.
Home is the Key is our annual nationwide fundraising event that happens in April. So we're about ready to kick this off. We are, as Dan said, building 10 homes this coming fiscal year in Sheridan County, and so we're raising money towards that. Our goal this year is $12,000, up from 10 last year. That's a challenge, and we're going to meet it.
Are you raffling off a camper?
No, not in relation to that. We are raffling off a camper.
Okay.
We've got
but that is something different.
It's something different. It's happening at the same time. The money's all going to the same cause, so it's really six one hand, half dozen the other.
Right.
But the camper raffle, someone donated a very generous donation. It's a 22-foot Arctic Fox. I think it was a 2022. It has every imaginable option on this thing.
Wow.
And we're taking around various locations around town so the public can come in and actually take a look inside and see what could be yours. The tickets are $50 each. There are discounts if you want to buy more. I believe starts at three for $125. I don't have that right in front of me. But there is all the way up to $1,000. You'll get a bunch of chances to win. We're going to draw that at our Customer Appreciation Day barbecue, which is Saturday, April 27th at the Restore. The sales close the Thursday before, the 25th. But you can come see this thing. Don't take my word for this. Come see it. We're going to be at the Farmers Co-op this morning at 11 o'clock from 11 to 1. So you can come down there and you can buy a chance to win. Climb on board and see what – someone's going to win this thing.
Yeah, somebody's going home with it.
Someone has taken this thing home on Saturday the 27th. I can't wait to see that. And this is going to a great cause. It is really a nice camper.
I mean, man, this sounds like a really nice camper. Something to take up on the mountain.
Absolutely. It'll go, too. It's a 22-footer, which sounds small, and it is compared to what some people have. But the advantage is you can take this thing everywhere. It's got a queen-size bed, a dinette table that folds out to another sleeping area. There is a separate toilet and storage area and a separate shower with its own door, which a lot of these small ones don't have.
Wow.
It's got a generator. It's got solar panels. It's got a plug-in for 220 or 115. It's got a full refrigerator. It's got a stove. It's got a freezer. It's got stabilizing jacks. It could be your mansion. You could live in this thing if you wanted to, but you got to win it first.
Exactly. That's amazing. Yeah, when my dad took us camping, we were lucky to have that thing on the back of the pickup truck, if you know what I mean. He always told us, well, you're here to be outside, son. So now, Brittany, I want to welcome you to the show, and I want to thank you for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
How did you first get involved with Habitat?
So actually how it all started was I moved to Sheridan in 2022, and I got a job shortly after I moved here at Kennan Products. One of the ladies there, one of my friends now, she was actually a family for Habitat a few years back. So she has a Habitat house here in Sheridan. And when we were talking one day about the housing issues that I was going through, she mentioned Habitat to me and let me know when the application process opened up. And I threw my application in there.
You know, Dan, how often do you hear this story, you know, about the housing issues here in Sheridan? I speak with Ron Richter, and he's been here over two decades, and he said he's been reporting on this housing crisis since he got here. I mean, how often do you hear it, Dan?
Oh, yeah, we hear it every day, and it's just not Sheridan County. It is it's a national problem that you know, that we need to get solved, but we're starting to make progress on it. So
when exactly did you make that decision? You know what, I'm walking down and I'm applying.
Well, I pretty much made the decision when she told me about it, to be honest. When we first moved here, it's myself and my three children. I have a 15, 14, and a three-year-old. We moved five different times.
Wow.
So we moved here. We stayed with my dad for a couple of weeks. We ended up in a hotel. We did get a rental property, and then all of a sudden they had an issue with our dog that was on the lease. She tried telling us that we weren't even supposed to have the dog there. So it was a bunch of confusion among the realty company and whatever else. Well, then we ended up in a rental house that I could not afford as a single mother. And so as soon as my friend Autumn had told me about this house situation through Habitat, I made my decision. I was like, I just got to wait for the application process to open up. And I believe that happened in October. Yeah, so October of last year.
So once you filled out the application, what was the next step after that? Did they invite you in, talk with you?
Yeah, so little Dan at the office there got a hold of me and let me know what things I needed to turn in, such as like your previous tax documents and that sort of thing. And they kind of go over all of that with you, let you know what you need to be approved for the program. And then you also end up doing what they call, I think it's a home visit. I had some really nice ladies that came out. We're actually out at the KOA, and they came and hung out in my little mansion camper. And we just chatted about our situation and how we're all making it in Sheridan.
Yeah.
So we went from there, and then it was just, gosh, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that we had our partnership meeting.
Now, as a partner, what are your obligations?
As a partner, I have 250 sweat equity hours that I need to put in. So that means I am volunteering on construction sites, at the ReStore, wherever they need me. I believe it's 100 of those hours have to be designated to my house.
So you're out there putting nails in your own board.
Not just yet. Not just yet. So Saturday was actually my first day on a construction site, and we were hanging drywall for another partner family.
You ever done that before, Brittany?
Yes and no. So my my grandpa did some house flipping once upon a time. And so I helped him.
You got a little bit of experience.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, though, doing it for the construction company is a little bit different than your grandpa.
Do you like doing it? Is it kind of fun to do?
It's so much fun. So it is a lot of fun learning new things.
Yeah.
And as a homeowner, you know, things are going to happen. Things are going to break. You're going to have to replace things. And, yeah, you could try to hire out, but it's really good to know how to do those things yourself. And Habitat really gives you a chance to learn those skills that you need.
What a fantastic sense of independence to have that, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially as a single mom, you're like, I don't need to hire a handyman.
Yeah,
I got this.
I can do this, yes.
Now, what else have you learned as far as either construction or anything, any classes that are involved within the program?
So I just joined the program, so I'm new,
getting started. Okay.
Yes, yes. There is a financial course that is opening up, I believe it's May.
Yeah, May 23rd and 24th, I believe.
Yeah. So I will be doing that as well. And they're going to go over like budgeting and all sorts of stuff that you really need to know to kind of stay on top of your finances and to make sure that you're keeping your credit where you need it, that you are able to do the things that you need to do.
Things we should have learned in high school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, instead of
algebra. nobody likes him. Algebra's evil. All right. Now, What are you really looking forward to as far as like the construction process of your home? I mean, this has got to be like pit of the stomach type of exciting.
It is super, super exciting. I'm really looking forward to having a place that my kids can call home.
Yeah.
So during the partnership meeting the other day, there's 7 of us families around this table, and it turns out we are all going to be neighbors. So we are all in the same neighborhood on the same street. We're going to be out in Ranchester. And so I was thinking about it this morning. We are building our community, our little neighborhood, as we're building our houses. So we are going to be able to basically be best friends with the guy right next door or the kids that are 2 houses down. And so you really get to not only have that stability of a place that you can call your own, that your kids can call theirs, and but you're really building community with each other and really strong connections. And I think it's going to be amazing.
Brittany, after everything that you've gone through,
it means the world, yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to get you, but I mean, I'm trying to impart to the community the importance of this, how much relief that you probably feel right now.
Definitely. One of the hardest things, we left a pretty stable life in Texas where we were living, just running away from some very unhealthy relationships that were happening there, and came back home. I'm from Cody, so we came back to Wyoming and really just trying to make a better life and a safer life for my kids. My oldest was actually, before we left, he was jumped walking home. Some high schoolers emptied a can of pepper spray in his face and left him in the middle of the road. It's just, it's not what it used to be. And Wyoming has always been a very safe place as far as I'm concerned. Our crime rate is low compared to the nation. And it really is a safer place to raise these kids and to be able to know that that's where we're at. We're in a safe place is amazing. And that's worth all the struggles, struggling for housing and everything else. It's really worth it. But having places like Habitat on your side to get that stable house where your kids don't have to be like, oh, no, we're moving again. Like, I just made friends. Or do I have to switch schools? Or, you know, whatever. It's really amazing. It's really amazing because it, as a parent, it tears you apart to have to tell your kid that things are changing yet again.
Again. Yeah. And
sorry.
No, please. You are absolutely fine. My when I was living with my father, I couldn't have asked for a better environment. I couldn't have asked for a better figure. But on the other side of that, when I was living with my mother, we were never, ever sure of what was going to happen next. And I carry so much of that time on my back to this day that I understand.
It sticks with you for sure.
Forever.
Yeah.
And to know you are building the home you will raise your babies in, and it's going to be all right, is something that I want people to understand who don't ever have to really face that. And I'm glad that they don't.
Definitely.
But it is so hard.
It is hard. Sheridan has been a wonderful community. It's really filled with a bunch of people that care.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We lived in our town in Texas for 12 years or so. And in the 2 years that we've been in Sheridan, it feels more like home than anywhere. People have been just absolutely amazing.
And it's night and day.
It is night and day. You know, it really is.
And it's that hidden gem up here in Wyoming.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Now, if someone out there is listening and they're on the fence and they're like, boy, you know, should I do this?
Do it. You
that's what you tell them, just straight
up.
Do
it, yeah. Yes. Yeah, don't even think. Just do it. It's going to be so worth it in the end.
And, like, the amount of sweat equity hours?
Sweat equity, yeah.
Totally worth it.
Oh, definitely.
You do more.
I would do more, yes. So I was actually this morning doing a little research on this show, and I was listening to some past ones, and they were talking about there was a group of partner families, just trying to think of the word, that actually continue to volunteer after they get their house. And that just amazes me, not because it's out of the ordinary, but because it's just, if you were to go anywhere else, you wouldn't think of it. And then people here in Sheridan, like, they're still volunteering. They're still putting that time in. Why? Because it's an amazing thing. And you help so many people. It's awesome. You learn new traits. It benefits everyone.
And your family's just grown exponentially.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely has.
Brittany, you're amazing. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Dan, thank you, my friend. I greatly appreciate you.
Thanks for having us, Floyd.
And Brad, one more time, tell me where that fancy mansion's going to be packed
today. That mansion on wheels is going to be at the Farmers Co-op on Coffeen, and we're going to be there from 11 to 1. Come see it. Don't be shy. You'll be glad you did.
Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today. You guys have made my day so much better. Thank you.
Yes,
greatly
thank
appreciate you.
Thanks, Floyd.
You.
Thanks, Floyd.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
A new year means new adventures. Make this year the start of your homeownership adventure with First Federal Bank and Trust. Our local team will guide you through the home loan process from start to finish. Explore our online tools 24/7, from customizable financial calculators to daily mortgage rates. Call us or stop by our home loan center to get pre-qualified or apply online today at efirstfederal.bank. At First Federal Bank and Trust, we're making home happen in Sheridan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You hear about the wearing way of vehicle buying, but what does it mean? It means stepping onto their lot without the weight of pressure on your shoulders. It means finding the perfect vehicle without feeling rushed or pushed. At Waring Sheridan Chevrolet, their priority is taking care of you long after the sale. In fact, their commitment's just starting. The Waring team are your neighbors and your friends and members of our community. Don't settle for ordinary when you can experience the extraordinary. Discover the Waring way of vehicle buying. WaringSheridan.com.
Time for new tires? Lucky for you, Midas is rolling out the best deals on brand name tires. Buy three, get one free with installation on Cooper, Hankook, and Toyo tires. Brakes needing service? Save $100 on brake repair this month at Midas. Time for an oil change? Save $20 on that too. And you could save $50 on a purchase of $400 or more, plus 6 months no interest with the Midas credit card. Put a spring in your drive and a little more green in your pump at Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Synergy Shopominiums, work and play where you live, combining both commercial and residential elements. On the ground floor, a large warehouse space with a full bath, conference office area, and a laundry. Upstairs, living area customized to fit your individual needs. Conveniently located on Sheridan's East Ridge Road. See the plans and photos on our Synergy Shopominiums Facebook page. Synergy Shopominiums. Reserve yours today. Call Sheridan Realty Associates for more information.
It's the final week of Mossholder's Bedroom Sale. Now through Saturday, every piece of bedroom furniture is being discounted. In stock or special order, you can select your favorite bed, nightstands, chests, and dressers and give your bedroom an updated feel. Mossholder's carries lots of high-quality, solid wood bedroom groups as well as less expensive options perfect for a guest room or kids' room. Either way, now's the perfect time to buy. That's Mossholder's Bedroom Furniture Sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Face it, you don't want to do your own plumbing and heating work or repair. You need a professional, and that is exactly what you will get if you work with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. Being fully licensed, bonded, and insured, you can rest assured that they will take care of your repairs and maintenance in the very best way possible. Call Rapp Plumbing and Heating at 429-1196 and rest easy knowing it'll be done right. This is Dan Rapp with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. And as we like to say, if you find a leak, let me take a peek.
The following message presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Visit efirstfederal.bank.
Have you heard the news? Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns is raffling off a 2022 Arctic Fox travel trailer. Tickets are $50 each, with proceeds supporting our efforts to build homes in Sheridan County, so take your chance today to win. All tickets can be purchased online, and more information can be found at SheridanHabitat.org.
Sports. They're pretty cool. I like them a lot. In fact, I like them so much that I have a podcast about them. This is James Timberlake with the Weekend Sports Wrap Podcast, and every week we go through the top news stories of basketball, football, baseball, and everything else in between. And sometimes we'll ponder something different, like the first person to drink cow's milk. How'd that go? What was that conversation like with his peers? But we mainly talk about sports on the Weekend Sports Wrap Podcast, posted every week on SheridanMedia.com.